Pesach Adar, Thursday the 19th of March. Rabbi Shimon Silkin. A question of principle, the role of questions in the field of chinuch.
Next is your chance
to get again. No, it's not Purim. He said he had to find a place to park the car. Yeah.
Apologies, I'll say 10 minutes ago. So that would have been driving around those green points in the park.
Length of the...
The title of the talk is a question of principle. Role of questions with regards to chinuch. So, questions of principles and the relationship between the nature of questions and principles of emunah and Pesach in particular. We'll start with the question, which is that of karpas, because we know that there are 15 steps to the Seder. 15 corresponding to the 15 Shir HaMa'alos, the 15 steps up to the Heichal, which means that every one of the steps is critical. And we understand perhaps why the step of Matzah is critical, Morah is critical, benching, Daraisa, but Karpas, Los Yudos, a bit of vegetable, not even a bit, half of a bit of vegetable, in some salt water, that makes the urchatz also happen. So in other words, two steps, urchatz and karpas, are vital steps to the Seder. Not clear as to what the significance of the karpas is as part of the Seder. So I want to look at karpas briefly. And also another aspect of Pesach in general, which is one of its names. Pesach is referred to as Chag HaOviv. So it's the festival of the spring. It's the spring festival. Some say the karpas is a representative of spring. So there seems to be, maybe one of the reasons given for karpas is to highlight the fact that, you know, there's a new vegetation, there's green coming out of the ground again, we've seen the daffodils. But hogufa kasha, bos sok satong, you know, why is that such a major feature in the Yom Tov? V'chi teima, lest we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Klal Yisrael out at the best possible moment in the year when it's not too cold, it's not too hot, it's pleasant. But to give that the name of the Yom Tov, Ad Kedei Kach, to give it Sasha Chashivas, that seems to go beyond just a feature of the Yom Tov. It seems to go to the actual heart and nature of the Yom Tov. So, in order to try to understand the role of Karpas and the role of the name of Kodesh Yom Tov Benegel to Pesach and Sukkot, I want to look at a Maharal. In Halacha state that in order, it's based on the Gemara of Sochim, that in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Haggadah properly on Seder night, we have to be maschil genosum sayim bishvach. We have to start from the dark historic background to the story, and then we can build up to the wonderful geula. Now that hokul for kasha again, because if Pesach is a celebration of the geula, and Pesach is a time to give our thanks and hakora to the Rebbeinu Shlomo for delivering us from difficult times. So, one might expect to just focus on the celebration, focus on the simcha. Or if somebody has a birthday party, right? So, the time is to, this is the time to celebrate. This is not necessarily a time to bring up old bad times. You know, with a young child at a birthday party, we don't say, You know, young kid, it's your birthday today, Mazel Tov, you turned 6, but do you remember when you were a few months ago when you failed to clear up your room and your report wasn't so good and you haven't been such a well-behaved boy? And it's Pasnich, now's the time to celebrate. Also, why do you have to dreg up? There could be another time for that. Look at Purim, for example. Purim is a day before Purim, is called Tanis Esther. Tanis Esther is a time to focus on the Torah. That's what Mishnah Berurah said. The Mishnah Berurah said that's why we have a Tanis Esther. You know, Klal Yisrael were in a time of difficulty. No, so we have a day to focus on that. And then it's Purim. What's that? On Pesach, at the Seder table, during Magid, Maschil Bikanus. We start with Mitchil Ogda, but it's Horeh Amisayim. We should remember that once upon a time, our forefathers served idols. Shem Chazal, at least in one place, even Avraham Avinu, when he was younger, could be. It's hard to say such a thing. But before he found HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the way that he did, could be that there was some dabbling with Avodah Zarah. Certainly his father, Terach HaZovid Avodah Zarah, it wasn't just an Ovid Avodah Zarah, he manufactured idols, Terach. He manufactured all of them for a living. People say when they asked him how's business, he'd say, thank God. But why do we have to bring that up at the Seder table? Mitchila Ovid Avodah Zarah, who cares, why now? Some say the Maschil Bikanus refers to Avodim Hayinu Lefarev in Mitzrayim. Dosoich, we bring the Mora to the table, the salt water to the table. We talk about the difficult times, even Matzah itself. Yes, Mitzad Echad, it's the bread of freedom. Mitzad Sheni, it's the bread of Lechem Oini. Holach Ma'anya. Why do we have to bring so much negativity to the celebration of Pesach? Zog the Maharal, a deep but poshut avot. If somebody was to light a candle in this room right now, what benefit would it have? None. How much would we appreciate the candle? None at all. No appreciation. What's tav mahobim the candle in a room that says mole or full of light? One can only appreciate light against a backdrop of darkness. One can only appreciate warmth against a backdrop of cold. In other words, it is the darkness itself that gives value to the light. If not for the dark, the light would not have value. There'd be nothing to appreciate. If it was not for the cold, the warmth would have no value. If one turned on the heaters in the height of summer, not only would you not appreciate it, it'd make it worse. Star musur goylel oyer mipnei choshech. Mipnei doesn't just have to mean in the face of, but because of. Vibalt sidor choshech mimele sidor oyer. The light is a product of the darkness. When it goes dark, that paves the way for light. No, we're all looking forward to an eclipse. Some people are looking forward to an eclipse. The Gemara state Kalasil don't have to worry about an eclipse. Other people have to worry about an eclipse. Right? But if it stayed that way, it would be very, very worrying. People are going to be waiting with bated breath until the sun comes back out, till it's bright and light again. The Hainu, the Choshech, is what generates the light. And the truth is, Klal Yisrael is built on such a process. Vayhi Erev, Vayhi Voike. Our day starts in the night. Why? Because if not for the Erev, there'd be no Voike. If it was not for the dark, there would be no light. It is the Erev that generates and creates the Voike. In fact, our entire history is like this. 2,000 years of Tohu before we got to the light of Torah. And the truth is, if we look into the world, we see that the physical world mirrors this, that it is only through the darkness that we get to the light. If a fruit did not have its shell or its peel, it wouldn't survive. Because there is that element of darkness, so to speak, of negativity, memena, there's something positive within, and so on and so forth. The truth is, the greatest bracha on earth, undisputedly, the greatest bracha on earth, is the birth of a child. There's no dispute about that. The very word bracha is rooted in the three letters base resh chof, which is 2, 2, 2, because it reflects multiplicity. It reflects growth. base two is always Lashon and Rabbim. When does the father and the mother, who are Aleph, Abo and Imo, right, grow? When they have a child, that's what the child's ben, bas, this idea of binyan and bonin, bino, or something that you build from something. Aleph is chokhmah, v'alef is chokhmah. So, at the root of childbirth is blessing, and what precedes it is the greatest darkness, the greatest pain. Dahainu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows in the physical world the manifestation of a deeper spiritual reality, which is that through the darkness comes a light. Zog de Maharal. Just to start with the Geula would create a situation where we are lacking in our appreciation for what that Geula is. First we need to understand the darkness. First we need to understand the gods. We need to have the background, the Maschil Bignus, where we came from physically, physical darkness, Avodim Hayinu, and the spiritual darkness, which is Oivda Avodizoro Hayavuseinu. Umitoich kach, from that darkness, from within that darkness. All of a sudden, Shir Chadosh, or a Godel, a great light. But it's not despite that darkness, it's because of it. We have discussed physical darkness, Avodim Hoyinu. We've discussed spiritual darkness, Avodah Zarah. Now, we're going to take it further into what's called intellectual darkness. Zog Rav Hutna, in Pachad Yitzchok. And this is where it relates to chinuch. There are two ways one can impart information to somebody else. Two ways. One is just deliver it. Just present it. Here it is. Free gift. Das ist was steht. So one is enlightening the mind of the child by giving them that information. But how much is that child going to appreciate that information? How much of an impact will that information make on the mind of that child? So Rav Hutna is just presented with no background, out of context, then it will have as much impact as lighting a candle in a room that's full of light. What's required is that before there is boiker, there is erev. Before there is light, there is dark. Intellectual darkness. What is the definition of intellectual darkness? A question. A question means that I'm in the dark. That's an expression that we use. I'm in the dark. I don't have information. I'm concerned. I'm yearning for the light. If I'm dark, if I'm in the dark, and you come and shine a light into that darkness, it's a whole different story. Then I'm inspired. Then I'm enlightened. Then I'm encouraged. And that information lasts much longer. Some of you have got coffees on your table. If you were to knock your coffee over, I'm not saying you should, but if I say that I should knock your glass of wine over to make the guests feel good. But tonight, don't knock it up. This morning, don't knock your coffee over. But if you were to knock your coffee over on these lovely, new, beautiful tables, right, what would happen to the coffee? What would happen? Some of it would drip off. Some of it would form a little puddle. And then eventually it would just evaporate. Maybe leave a little stain. If it was water, not even a stain. No impact. But if you got out your knife, you've dug a hole in the surface. You create a little hole in the surface of the table and then you pour the water over the hole. The water will be retained for a long, long, long time. Become absorbed into the system. Zog Rav Hutna, the hole is the question. It's the receptacle. Ich verstehe nicht. And the water is Torah. And when the water is poured into a hole, then it's retained. The darkness is the hole, and the light is the fulfillment. Memela, on Seder night, we don't just give information out free of charge. Don't just present the story. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. No. The whole Seder night is gebot on a format of She'ela U'Teshuva. Questions and answers. Questions and answers. Questions and answers. Ad kedei kach, that if there's no child to ask the question, the adult asks the question. And what happens if there are no other adults? Lu Yatsuya, a case where somebody is having Seder by themselves, they have to ask themselves the question. Now that seems strange. In many cultures, talking to yourself is the first sign of... what's this, a game? Ma'anishtano? I wonder. Ah, vodemayinu. I've only said it 68 times. Over the course of my life, or many more, especially Chutz La'aretz. What's the taish? Buddha says, just imparting information. That's not chinuch. And tonight is a night of chinuch. The night of Seder is v'gadatol levincha. And it's not just for tonight. Every single day we have a chiyuv of sibitzias mitzrayim, not on the level of Seder night. Tonight is the dogma. Tonight is the moshul. Tonight is the paradigm. Tonight is the prototype. And we're supposed to learn from tonight how to do chinuch the whole year round. And what should the, how is the chinuch presented on the Seder night? She'elo teshuva, she'elo teshuva. And what are we? What questions are we asking? Are we asking questions that skirt around the outsides of Yiddishkeit? Is the question about what is the gematria of Paroi minus Moshe plus Yamsuf divided by Tzvadeah? Because too often that's what comes up at the Seder table. And Aniyas Dainty, tonight's not the night for gematrias. If ever there's a night for gematrias, Shema Brochus. What are we asking questions about? Dvorim Tefelim, things secondary to Yiddishkeit? We're asking about the fundamental principles. The Yisoide Ayisoides, Yisias Mitzrayim, Makis, Kien Kamoim Chol Ha'aretz, Kriyas Yom Tov, Maimon Har Sinai. The fundamental basics. And we're not allowed to just present it as a story. It has to come as a response to a question. And what happens if around the table nobody's got any questions? It's all very clear. Good enough? Baruch Hashem, emuna pshuta. No? Comes again the halacha and says, no. If nobody's asking questions tonight, do this. Pick up the ka'ora and move it out to the kitchen. Kedei she'yishalu atinokes. So that the kindlech will ask questions. Unless you say, yeah, they're asking questions as to why you're doing funny things. No. Look in the pre-kodosh. Look in the Mishnah Brura. The point isn't that they should ask questions about the silly behavior. The point is that the silly behavior should trigger the inquisitive mind so that they ask the more fundamental questions. As I say, Mishnah Brura, Kedei she'yishalu oid. The whole purpose of these activities is to get the inquisitive juices flowing. Why taka tati? What's it all about? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu select Am Yisrael? How could it be that Paroi had his Bechira removed? How could it be that Klal Yisrael was selected if in Chazal it says, Halolo Yivda Vedazora, Halolo Yivda Vedazora? Why are we thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for taking us out of Mitzrayim if he put us there in the first place? Why are the Mitzrayim to blame if it already was promised by Avodim Inu Oitzim before they even started? Good question, my child. Seder night's the time to answer these things. And that's karpas. The whole reason we have karpas is kedei she'yishalu atinokes. It starts already with urchas. Daddy washes his hands. In some places, everybody washes their hands for urchas. But daddy washes his hands for urchas. And the child says, and then daddy talks. Daddy, why are you talking? Oh, yeah. They would take the karpas, dip it into salt water. Daddy, why are you doing that? What's that all about? Let me ask you something. What's the answer? When do we give an answer? Ever think about it? We do these things, stimulate the question, till eventually somebody at the table says, oh, what's that all about? What's the answer? At what point in the Haggadah do we ever answer the question? The answer is, we're not trying to ask this question. Like we said before, the whole point of it is to get to draw out something that's lying deep within. Because you see, during the year, oftentimes, kashas abound. But what happens is that the mind represses them, suppresses them, pushes them down, pushes them away, and they sit lying dormant somewhere in the mind. Everybody's got questions. Say tonight, the whole tachlis is to bring them to the surface, to draw them out and discuss them. We've got nothing to hide. Nothing to hide. Nothing to hide about that. I'm happy to talk about it all day. Not just tonight. Tonight is a springboard for the rest of the year. Shein Chasim Sofer, and I'll come out to Karbas in a moment. So much more to say on this subject. This is just beginning the subject. We've only got a few minutes left, so I'm going to pull it together and finish off with the Karpas the Chag Ha'Oviv. But let me just show you the Chasim Sofer. In Posuk state, Ba'achaltem ochol v'sovoya, v'hilaltem es shem Hashem elokeichem asher osei mochem lahafli. You'll eat, you'll be satisfied, you'll praise Hashem, who has done wonders for you. Kvar kosabti v'mokem acher v'shem moiri ba'haflor. The Chasim Sofer quotes the Haflor, who says, Ki chuko v'mishpotov li'Yisrael. The Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tachukim HaMishpotim LeYisrael. Listen to these next words. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamtzi LeTzadik Kushyos Adrocho VaToiro VeEmuno VeSoidos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes inserts questions into the minds of the Tzadikim. Not just in Torah, not just in Chedush Rabbi Kiva Eger, in Emuna and in the foundations. In order that he should think deeper, then he'll find a good answer. And then he'll have a greater idea, a greater appreciation. Then he'll ask more about that. And it goes on and on and on and on. And that's Taichin Apostle. You'll eat, and you'll eat again, and you'll be satisfied. And then you'll be hungry, and then you'll be satisfied. It's not talking about physical eating, it's talking about intellectual eating. You'll be hungry for knowledge, hungry for information. And you'll find information, and you'll be satisfied for a while, then you'll be hungry for more information. Ochol v'savoya, ochol v'savoya. And then the hilaltem eshem Hashem, and you'll praise Hashem, asher osei mochem la'afli, for giving you the pele in the first place. Because had you never had a question, you never would have found the light. So, thank you, Rabbi Yishlan, for giving me this difficulty. So now I've worked it through, and now I have a better appreciation. That is Mamish Seder Night. Seder Night is about the underpinning of the foundations of Yiddishkeit. You know, if you look at a house, from the outside, the house is built on the ground. But everybody knows, you don't have to be an engineer to know, that there's a lot going on underneath the building. At least you hope so. Yeah, it's called the foundations. Now, if a tile is missing from the roof, if one of the window panes is cracked, even if a pipe is cracked somewhere in the house, nishkefelch, right? If there's a crack in the foundation, there's even a bit of subsidence. My house, for example, is built on a lake. It was a lake many years ago. Filled it in. So every so often, they've got to come around to make sure the houses are shifting. What happens if they find it has shifted, or there's a crack, chas v'shalom? Stop. Azach was haste, underpinning. They come and they re-firm up the foundations. I don't know how they do it, but they get in under the kishkas of the house and they solidify, they consolidate the foundation of the house. When it comes to Emun and Ribon Shalom, there's foundational things. Those foundations are called Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yam Suf, Matan Torah. It's very possible that the structure we build on top of the foundation is full of kashas that we don't have answers to. You need a Emunah Peshuta for many of those things. For the cracked windows, for the missing tiles, for the burst pipes. That's true. But once a year we have an opportunity to come in and pour solid new concrete under the ground to beef it up and hold it up. Because if it's not solid underneath, then it doesn't matter how perfect it looks on top. It's very, very, very dangerous. And the Chiddush of Seder Night is is not that we create questions that aren't there, chas v'shalom, but we do things, removing the ka'ora, urchatz, karpas, even yachatz, to draw out what's lying deep within. Come on, my child, zog! In Pasuk, it doesn't say, im yishol chobin chomocher leimor, it says, ki yishol chobin chomocher leimor. Not if your child should ask, when your child should ask. What child doesn't have questions? You know when the child stops asking questions? And when a child stops showing his inquisitiveness? When after time, he gets brushed off. Then the questions sink deep. But then the danger with that is that, Rachman al-Islam, the time comes when life takes a turn, not for the worse, chas v'shalom, things get a bit tough. And it all rises to the surface, there's no one there. Seder Nais is a time to underpin the Yesodus HaEmunah of Yiddishkeit, to go through the basics. Basics, keep it simple. The Baruch Shem took us out of Mitzrayim. These were the Makkos. These are the reasons for the Makkos. This is how he did it and why he did it. He brought us out of Mitzrayim. He took us to Kriyas Yamsa. This is what happened to Kriyas Yamsa. Took Nekudas through a Kesef, through his old Nekudas HaKesef. He took us out from there. Brought us to Ifnei Har Sinai. Gave us the Torah. Basics. What were they talking about in Bnei Barak all night long? Gematrias. Reb Chaim al Rambam. Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Dosidos. You could do the tiles later. You could put new wallpaper on Shavuos time. You could fix the pipes Purim time. You could fix the windows Hanukkah time. Hein banacht, basics. And that's Karpas. And I'll finish now. Because Karpas is simply there to draw out the problems, to find them and to deal with them on a night when we're open about our Emunah. Why is it Dafka Karpas? Landi is dieting. It's because Karpas is a vegetable. And Ataki is springtime. And we all know that it can only be spring. There can only be fresh shoots coming out of the ground. There can only be new flowers because there was a winter. Because everything was lying dormant in a dark, cold place under a thick crust of ice and snow, that the mainly we have something to produce, something to celebrate. If it wasn't for the deep, dark, long winter, we wouldn't have a bright, fresh and sunny spring. And because Karpas is highlighting this idea that from your darkness you can have light, because you have a difficulty, I've got a good answer. Therefore, Karpas comes together at this moment in the Seder to highlight the point that darkness is not a bad thing if you can turn it into light. If you can go o'er mipnei choshech, Be'ez Hashem, this Pesach should be a time that should be o'er for us and gam klal Yisrael.
As usual. Amen.